This is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac with your look at outdoor recreation conditions around the Adirondacks for this weekend. Rain and snow melt from mild temperatures have risen the levels of rivers and streams dramatically, and some water crossings may be difficult or impassable. Follow the latest river forecasts and be prepared with an alternative route. The Hudson River is forecast to be 6 feet at the North Creek gauge on Saturday, and the whitewater rafting season is getting underway. By Saturday night, it will be colder, however, and several inches of snow is forecast for higher elevations by Sunday morning, when winds 55 miles per hour there will bring full winter conditions and wind chills to 20 below on summits. Although many trailhead areas are muddy, there remains at least 6 to 12 inches of snow at lower elevations in sheltered areas around the Adirondacks, and as much as 5 to 6 feet in some higher elevation areas. Snowshoes or skis are needed for most backcountry travel and required in the High Peaks Wilderness. Those headed to summit should carry crampons and expect to encounter blowdown from recent storms. At Lake Colton, there is 45 inches of snow at the stake, and the caretaker there is warning of falling ice from the cliffs above Avalanche Pass, and that the water is covering Lake Colton and Avalanche Lake. Though spring like today, conditions at downhill resorts tomorrow will be faster, and some fresh snow is likely Sunday morning. At Whiteface, about 85% of their terrain remains open, and 80% remains open at Gore. Skiing is ended for the season at Oak and at Mount Pisgah. McCauley and Old Forge remains open this weekend for what may be their last. Titus Mountain is open today and tomorrow. Cross-country ski conditions will take a hit with the rain, but there is plenty of late-season skiing left, if you know where to find it. Mount Van Hoverberg will end full operations and grooming after this weekend, but will remain skiable into next week at least. Dewey has closed for the season, and winter trails at Paul Smith will close after Saturday. There remains some good late-season skiing at Garnet Hill near North Creek and at Lapland Lake near Northville, which still has most of its terrain open. Die-hard backcountry skiers can hit the higher elevations where 5 to 6 feet of snow remains, or at lower elevations, avoid open areas and stick to smoother terrain along wooded trails. Wherever you go, prepare for blowdown, wet crossings, and high water, and use caution on steeps. Although the Webb and Inlet snowmobile trails remain open with fair conditions for one last ride before they close Sunday, elsewhere snowmobiling can no longer be generally recommended. Those are the local outdoor conditions in the Adirondacks for this weekend. For North Country Public Radio, this is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac. Online at AdirondackAlmanac.com.